Louisiana Prep Weekly, presented by GMFS. A weekly comprehensive look inside high school athletics around the state on 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge. From the recruiting trails to the offices of the LHSAA, we'll have you covered. Now, here's Kate Wazan, Todd Black, and Jimmy Roy.
Welcome to Louisiana Prep Weekly, live from Schlitz and Giggles underneath the Perkins Road overpass. Cade Wazan, Todd Black, and Jimmy Roy out on assignment. He got in the pickup truck, got the possum, and is heading out to Hoover to hopefully rally the Tigers tonight against Florida. 30 minutes following Alabama and Mississippi State. Currently on right now, Mississippi State got a 1-0 lead in the top of the third, but the Tigers will play 30 minutes after this game on our sister station, Eagle 98.1. Jimmy was waiting. I would have thought, in the true fan, he would have been out there last night. But he waited.
He said he wasn't going to make a trip out there for one day.
Oh, that's understandable. But the Tigers assured at least two more games. They're now on the double elimination side of that tournament. It's weird. It goes from single elimination, coach, double elimination, I think back to single when it gets to the semifinals and finals. It's a weird way to have a tournament. But
it's fair, unlike the LHSA right now with the select, non-select. I had to get my shot in right there. There we go.
That weekly shot brought to you by Todd Black. Follow us on Twitter at Louisiana Prep at 104.5 ESPN. Download our free 104.5 ESPN Baton Rouge mobile app. A lot of people trying to download the app for the first time have been listening to us through other sources. If you go to your, I know for, you know, my iPhone, you go to the App Store, search ESPN Baton Rouge 104.5 FM. You'll find us, and there you can listen to us through our live stream, absolutely free to download the app, find audio from your favorite shows on demand, and jump in the huddle and tell us what you think throughout the day on your favorite shows. So it's a pretty cool app, and it's free, and you can interact with us. Now, coming up on tonight's show, in about 15 minutes, we'll be welcoming in a good friend of yours, Coach Scott Kirby, with All-Star Football. It's a program that happens a little bit later on in the summer and really gets down to some of the fundamentals. And your boys have gone through it.
Yep.
And you think, from the standpoint, the next one coming up,
yep,
Brock going to make his way through it.
He is going to. And you know, the thing is, it's important for me not only as a coach but as a dad is to make sure that your kids get the best in fundamentals. And, you know, this day and time, there's only very few people that know them, especially at a younger age. And you want to make sure that your kids get taught the correct fundamentals. You know, they talk about the dangers of football, and the football really doesn't have to be that dangerous if it's taught the correct way.
Right.
And that's one of the benefits of All-Star Football and what Coach Scott Kirby does over in the fall, and we'll talk to him more about that as well. Also, another good camp coming up this summer with Coach Palmer at Christian Life.
At the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined by Christian Life head football coach Ben Palmer to talk about what he's got in store. As far as the All-Star Football program goes, is there any fundamentals taught for proper end zone dances? Your boys got one on YouTube that was just phenomenal.
Yeah, and they have fun out there. That's really ultimately what it's all about. There's time to work, and there's also the time to have fun. And, you know, ironically, my wife and kids were in the car just the other day, and they were talking about All-Star Football, and they couldn't think of Coach Cook's name. And they were kind of saying he's been there forever. He's probably 26 years old. I don't know. But they said he's been there forever, wears a flat bill hat.
Uh-huh.
And then, lo and behold, he just walks in. So it's Coach Cook. And as my wife put it, Ashley said, he's legendary with All-Star Football kids. And he definitely is, because they have fun with him. They learn from him. They remember him. And that's what it's all about. Coaching in general, you want to be able to have a coach that you remember, that you learn from, and that makes an impact. And definitely Coach Cook over there with Coach Kirby does that.
Well, last week we wrapped up baseball season as we brought in the West Feliciana Saints, Class 3A state champions. East-West All-Star game coming up this Sunday at 3 o'clock on the campus of UL Lafayette, Tigmore Field. East-West LHSCA, LBCA All-Star game. Representation from Josh Smith over at Catholic High. Brian Fairbanks at Catholic High, Austin McInnes at East Ascension, Cameron Gilliatt at Lutcher, Johnny Johnson at Runnels, Keenan Granger at Southern Lab, Michael Smith from St. Michael, and P.J. Cannon over at Zachary. That is part of the East team. Head coach Brad Bass from Catholic High. Assistant coach is Johnny Bernard over at St. Michael for the West staff. Todd Goeth at Brule. Evan Daigle as well at Brule. So lots of representation in that game. That's this Sunday over on the campus of UL Lafayette.
You know, I'd like to take this opportunity. You know, I've been coaching a little 13-year-old team, and this weekend these guys broke through with a little championship over at in Hammond.
The
PF Chang's, huh?
Got the bling?
They got the bling, man. They got a big trophy. They all got rings. And so a quick shout-out to Thomas Hyde, Wyatt Erie, Thomas Hill, Anderson Martin, Christopher Kuntz, Alex Leonard, Charlie Graddock, Peyton Poneth, Mason Monica, Harlan Hamilton, and Brennan Michelli, and also Brock Black. If he was the MVP, he was our possum this weekend. He was the good luck charm. He gets himself a ring as well, and I couldn't do it without two great coaches of mine, Jason Poneth and also Pat Kuntz, a former LSU baseball player.
That trophy, from the picture I saw, looked about as tall as Charlie, I think, or if not taller.
You should have seen it trying to fit my Fusion on the way back. It was a little bit taller than me. But, you know, those things are well-deserved.
Yeah,
those kids, it means a lot to those kids to work hard and finally break through, and that's what it's all about, to be able to see them smile and be rewarded for their hard work. So congratulations to you guys, Baton Rouge Red Sox. Y'all deserve it.
Didn't get to mention this last week, but we'll do so tonight. Silliman gets the Class 3A Mississippi Association of Independent Schools Championship, losing in Game 1 to Cathedral High. And then they come back and win back-to-back games. The Wildcats get a 5-2 win in Wednesday's first game of last week. And then I think just blow the doors out, 12-1 win in Game 2. Big-time plays all over the field. Of course, they were last season's Class 2A state, or 2A MAIS champions for Coach John Beauchamp. It's back-to-back championships for the first time in the fourth overall for the school, 2000 and 2002. A home run in the game by center fielder Zach Kelly, solo home run. And, of course, you remember him from the football season and the championship they won there. He was recently named the 2016 MAIS Don Soder Award, which is given to the organization's top male and female student athletes that are coming out. So congratulations for them. Congratulations on their school. And you know, we've had Central Private out here,
yep.
I believe, once. But for the schools in that area, a championship is a championship, and you don't hear about it covered as much. Congratulations out to Silliman Institute.
Absolutely. And I want to say something also. Jimmy had sent us something to talk about, and it's very important because it's the Baton Rouge Association of Firefighters. Local 557 presents the 2016 10th Annual IAFF MDA Golf Scramble. This is Saturday, June 4th, 2016. Of course, it's coming up in a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. It'll be at Copper Mill. Again, that's June 4th. And you can get more information I should have read a little bit more about this before I got on here. You got it right. Where is it?
There's a phone number
right there. Yeah, there we go. Call Corey. Sorry about that. Call Corey at 936-6149 or Ricky at 939-7880. Once again, it is the Baton Rouge Association of Firefighters, MDA Scramble. Corey, 936-6149, or call Ricky at 939-7880. And before we go to a break, I want to say one more thing about this little team I coach, and it kind of goes all in all, and I think we might get into it a little bit. But the parents of the Baton Rouge Red Sox mm-hmm. are awesome as well. And my theory is kind of like this. I don't care how good your kid is. If the parent is a jackass, I don't want them on my team.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. And the main reason for that is it takes away from what the kids are trying to do. I have great parents on that team, and, you know, it's one of the reasons that win or lose, we have success is because the parents tote their own weight as well.
But
and
they
know,
let you as coaches, do what you need to do.
Absolutely. They trust us. And it's one of the things I've always said is as a parent, it's your job to know who your kid plays for. And I'll say as a parent, it's also your job to know where your position is. Mm-hmm. And that's usually to let the coaches coach and don't argue with the umpires. Let everything take place on the field, and usually things are a lot better off. And I'm very thankful to have those type of parents with the Red Sox.
We'll talk about what comes with All-Star Football and how you can get involved if you're looking to do so, and also talk about a good camp coming up a little bit later on in this show with Christian Life head football coach Ben Palmer. But the All-Star Football program, we'll talk about that next with our guest Scott Kirby. This is Louisiana Prep Weekly. Cade Wazan and Todd Black live from Schlitz and Giggles underneath the Perkins Road overpass. It's 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
This is Louisiana Prep Weekly on 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Welcome back to Louisiana Prep Weekly here live at Schlitz and Giggles underneath the Perkins Road overpass. If you're coming out to watch some of the games from the tournament this weekend or some of the NBA conference in soon-to-be NBA Finals. What a bad place. Not a bad place at all to watch all those games on our 196-inch flat-screen projector and one of the other TVs around.
Baseball
game as well. Great pizza, cold beverages. You can fit the whole team.
Yep.
In fact, I think our next guest brought his crew and a team, so to speak, with him.
He's got some football players on his in his family, too.
And Coach Cook as well.
I don't know that he's old enough to have any.
I mean, is he a football player, former football player?
Did he play for you?
No, Coach Cook never did play for me. He's a little bit older. He was a little bit beyond, I guess, in the age group.
Well, my wife said he's legendary among all-star football kids.
First name basis, too, probably, right?
Yep.
Let's bring in our guest, Coach Scott Kirby with All-Star Football. Thanks so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
Tell me a little bit about All-Star Football. If I'm new to the program or new to hearing about what it is that you guys actually do.
Sure. Well, basically, All-Star Kids Football, it's a huge intramural program. We've got kids that we reach all the public and private school sectors, and we bring the kids in, and basically what we'll do is we run it, like I said, an intramural program. They come in, they'll learn each position. We really focus on the fundamentals of football. We teach, I tell people my goals are really simple at All-Star Kids Football. I want them to love the game. I want them to love the hit. I want them to learn proper fundamentals. And we want to teach them how to compete, you know. So I've been very blessed. I've had a lot of great families play for us.
How long have you been doing the program?
This will be our 13th year.
And the national recognition at one point, correct?
Yeah, we were. We were recognized by nationally by – it was a Chevrolet, kind of a sponsorship. But, yeah, we were recognized as one of the best youth programs in the country a few years ago.
At the time that you put this together and started it, do you feel like there was a void where fundamentals were being left out or just that there wasn't that consistency?
Yeah, I was actually asked by Parkview Baptist to come and spearhead the middle school program again. They take a few years out of middle school, and I went in, and we were just, it was taking us months to teach kids how to get in a three-point stance and how to teach them to tackle with their heads up and, just little things. And selfishly, I had a son that was young, and I was watching him come through, and I decided to start the program. The first year we had 40 kids, Really, like I said, we focus on the fundamentals, We want the kids to love the game. We wanted to actually try to prepare them for middle school football.
One of the great things that I found, Charlie and Jackson both played with Scott, and, I wasn't sure if my kids liked football. I wasn't sure if they liked contact. Mm-hmm. And so you hate to put them into a position where they're going to fail. And what Coach Scott did at All-Star Football was he kind of surrounded the like kids with Charlie and Jackson to make sure they didn't feel uncomfortable, make sure there wasn't any big kids around them, and kind of eased them into the situation. I thought that was one of the great things that you did because, as a parent, obviously you don't ever want to stick them somewhere where they're uncomfortable, but you make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, my coaches, we take a lot of pride in recognizing the kids' talent level. We'll put them in. We want to group them together so they're going to succeed and fail. It's not our goal to have a kid out there in a bad situation where he's getting blown up every play. We really want to match them up. And the kids that work hard, they're going to succeed, and the ones that don't work quite as hard that day, then they'll fail.
You know, so much emphasis has been put on in the NFL and headlines all over the place with the safety of the game. It seems like you're a little bit ahead of the curve, you know, going back to the fundamentals, because that's where the safety and the assurance of the quality of the game of football would start.
Absolutely, and that's why we do it. I mean, I tell parents that really this we want to build a platform so we can try to prepare them fundamentally where they won't get hurt whenever they get into the 7th, 8th, 9th grade, you know, because that's whenever really, you know, you can get hurt then. I've never in the 12 years that I've coached All-Star Kids, we've never had a concussion per se. You know, I tell parents all the time, we're going to get banged up and we're going to get hurt. You know, but there's a big difference between getting hurt and getting injured, and we want to try to prevent those injuries. You know, your son's going to be hurt if he plays football, but that's okay.
So a lot of people out there, well, that's probably a big commitment. You know how it is. Go through a season of your program, when it starts, when it stops, and how you handle the games and so forth and so on.
Sure. So we typically start the Monday after Labor Day. We try to get just a break away from the heat. It's an 8-week program. We practice twice a week. It's about 5:45 till 7 o'clock. Like I said, the kids in the practice, they'll rotate from position to position, learning all the different skills and positions. And then our games are typically on Saturdays. We do not interfere with LSU, of course. You know, we know that parents love the Tigers, so we don't interfere with LSU. But we play most of our games on Saturday, and we will have an occasional evening games, you know, under the lights over at Parkview.
So, to follow up then, I just said a minute ago, I think it's always important that that parents know, excuse me, that parents know who their coaches are. Talk a little about the coaches that you get to help you and how much confidence you have in them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm so blessed. I've probably got my nucleus of kids, like just like Coach Cookie over there. They've been with me forever. You know, all of the kids that coach in the program have a minimum of a high school experience. I've had kids that played at Michigan. I've had kids that have played at LSU come and coach for me. So, I mean, like I said, we're very blessed. But we sit down and I get to know these kids on a personal level. You know, these kids become part of our family. You know, because I know that you are trusting us in the program with your prized possession, which is your son. You know, and I want to make sure that we do a really good job surrounding them with quality young men to prepare them. You know, like I said, it's not only about football. It's about life, and it's about being a great teammate, you know. And we try to accomplish all those things.
We're speaking with Sky Kirby, All-Star Football, and the program that runs, as you mentioned, starting the Monday after Labor Day, runs into the fall. How often do, like, every boy who wants to get out there on a football field probably has an idea in his head of what he wants to play, wants to be the quarterback, wants to be the wide receiver, wants to be the guy making the play on defense. But how often do they get in there and through rotating around and trying different positions find that their skill set maybe is really good on the line or somewhere else? And
well, that's a great question, but most of these young men, they all think they're great running backs and quarterbacks, which are great. You know, but really, the way we do it, you know, we want the kids to play every position because, you know, we do recognize in middle school and high school that the bigger kids will migrate to offensive and defensive line. The skilled guys will play wide receiver and running back. And we really want the kids to get a taste of every position. You know, we don't have a bench. I think that's important to recognize. You know, we don't put 25 or 30 kids on a team. You know, we play controlled games. You know, we'll play 8-on-8, 9-on-9. And we'll move the kids around and make sure that there's solid matchups against one another. You know, it's because we want, you know, that games last about an hour, and we want to make sure those kids get a lot of reps.
So, in other words, if a kid is better off at a quarterback or running back position, at least they have an understanding for the guys in front of them and what they're doing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's absolutely right.
They have
yeah.
an appreciation yeah. for it.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. You know, I think it's also important to understand that, you know, you said practices 2 days. You do your best to accommodate everyone's schedule. And the reason I'm saying this, there's a lot of working moms out there, maybe single moms out there that say, oh, I can't commit to that schedule. But you do your best to work around everybody's schedule as well.
We are very schedule friendly. You know, we take requests. You know, we, like I said, we understand that people live very hectic lives. You know, and so we are very schedule friendly, yes.
And, you know, again, I'm just going to say, whether it's baseball, which, you know, you have a good baseball program as well, or football, I think it's very important for parents to understand how important fundamentals are and how important that kids are taught these fundamentals at a young age. pretty much, if you have a good core of fundamentals, you're going to be successful as you move forward. If you don't, it can put you in a bad spot. And that's, again, why I'm going to reemphasize why I think all-star football is important. Talk about over the years, the changes you've seen with football and maybe some people migrating to soccer and some other things, and why it's always important to keep an open mind to play multiple sports.
Yeah, unfortunately, we've seen a decline in football. I don't know if it's some of it's attributed to the concussions and the moms or that baseball's on fire. FIFA, one year, it seemed like every kid wanted to go play some soccer. But we don't try to push kids into a football box. You know, and nor do we try to push them in a baseball box. I tell parents all the time, I think it's very important at a young age to let your kid play football, baseball, soccer, ping pong. We really don't care. We just want them playing as many sports as he can and learning kind of what their niche is. You know, you never know. You know, if you don't give your son an opportunity to come out and play a little football or play a little baseball, well, guess what? I think they're really losing something in just life in general, because those are just a couple of great team sports.
You know, we had Lindsey Scott on last week to talk about his program where it develops, core and how that carries over to almost every single sport. But there's a lot of drills you do on a football field with the cones and so forth and so on that carry over to other sports as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we do a lot of that. We do a lot of, we'll do, the pro agilities and the L drills and things of that nature, working on their footwork and whatnot.
And these are things that they're going to be doing all the way up through high school.
Yeah, I've cheated a lot over the years. I've watched a lot of high school coaches.
That's what we do.
I've tried to learn from them, and so we try to give them some of those basics that in kindergartners, they don't do it really good yet, but that's okay. I know those are drills they're going to be doing whenever they hit their ninth grade year.
So understand this, and Coach Kirby's had kids go through Parkview, and this isn't a Parkview program, but it is. It takes place at Parkview most of the time, but he has got the access to coach, had with Coach Guyot over the years, as well as Coach Mai, Coach Dietrich. He uses drills that kids will continue to use year after year after year after year, all the way up, probably even through college and pro, because some of these drills, you can't reinvent the wheel. Like he says, he's been stealing. That's what coaches do. We steal from each other. But it's important that you're able to communicate the drills that you steal to make it worthwhile.
Absolutely, I agree with that.
And I think that what you learn at All-Star Football is things that you'll continue to learn as you get older. You just kind of get better at it.
Right, no doubt.
For parents listening out there that want to get involved, how can they do so?
Well, I'll tell you what, you can go to our website. It's www.allstarkidsfootball.net. My cell number, my email address, and all the information is on there, as well as a registration form as well. So they can get any information. And I get a lot of – I field a lot of phone calls, so you can call me anytime. I know there's some nervous parents, they're not real sure about football at an early age. But I'll field – I'd love to have – please call if you have any questions at all.
And that's another good point. That's understandable, especially new parents aren't sure where to go. And another good thing, you always have access to Scott as well. And I'd like to thank you for getting you on this GroupMe app. I've never seen people that text as much as those guys. You have me. That's insane.
Yeah.
It's 200 texts minimum every 30 minutes.
Yeah, I should really apologize for that. I should have never got you involved. That was a horrible idea.
Everybody knows who it is.
Oh, they
know who
yeah.
it is exactly, don't you?
I'd like to eliminate myself, but then I'm afraid what they'd be saying behind my back. So
I'm like going, good. Yes, that's crazy. When Eric Hale has to bow out, it's a lot.
That's right, no doubt.
Hey, thanks for being on here. And anytime, you're always welcome. No promise for a couple years. I'm glad it finally happened, and we appreciate you sharing. And we can have this up on our website as well, this information.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, great. I appreciate y'all having me.
All right. Scott Kirby with All-Star Football, as you mentioned, allstarkidsfootball.net, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ben Palmer from Christian Life will join us next. Cade Wazan, Todd Black here at Schlitz and Giggles underneath the Perkins Road Overpass. It's Louisiana Prep Weekly, 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
This is Louisiana Prep Weekly on 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Welcome back to Louisiana Prep Weekly. Cade Waze and Todd Black, Jimmy Roy out on assignment in Hoover covering the SEC baseball tournament for us. I don't know if we're getting a report from Jimmy or not, but I know he should be enjoying himself. LSU set to play 30 minutes after the conclusion of Mississippi State and Alabama, and you'll hear that on our sister station, Eagle 98.1 tonight. We welcome in our good friend from Christian Life, head football coach Ben Palmer. Ben, good to see you.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me again. It's always good to be here.
Tell us about your spring. How did it go this past, I'll say, off season now?
Yeah, and very optimistic about the upcoming year. When I got here last June, we had 20-some kids on the roster. We're up to 53 right now. Just hired a new offensive and defensive coordinator. Bunch of new additions to the staff. And as a whole, we have 12 guys with state championship rings. We have 12 total state championship rings amongst our staff. Four guys with Division I coaching experience. So we've made a lot of improvements. A lot of new kids join the team. A lot of kids coming back. So optimistic.
Was it last summer? Was you'd kind of started into past the spring into the summertime?
Yes, June 1st last year is when I started.
But so
I didn't have a spring or off season or anything when I got here.
So after putting up a cot in the weight room or something to get yourself acquainted, what's it like having this a regular calendar year, so to speak, to get everything adjusted and start planning for the upcoming year?
It's a huge stress relief in the sense of, the kids now know going into the summer, we kind of know where some of the puzzle pieces are going to fit. We're ahead of the game with the, installation of the offense and the defense and, just that building that culture and the expectations that go in with the entire offseason program has now already been set. So it's not, going to be shock and awe come the first day of summer workouts like it was last year.
So when hiring an offensive and defensive coordinator, would you prefer them to adjust to what your kid, the terminology, I should say, that your kids already know?
Yeah, one thing, I'll be honest, I stole, like y'all were just saying, Coach Street stole from everything.
Absolutely.
I went and met with the Wisconsin coaching staff a few years back when I was coaching in California, and, their offensive terminology for how they call their formations, it's the most brilliant thing I've ever seen. You can line up anything from a wing tee to a five-wide empty set, and it's all based on rules and what this certain word means rather than, hey, ace means this because I said so, and equal means this because I said so, you just better remember it. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I played, I struggled with that as a receiver. You just, hey, I said that means this, so you have to remember it. And amongst all the other studies you're doing all day and at school, you're going to start to forget stuff. So, we try to make it where you can apply a rule, the kid can memorize, and he can go line up however it is. And so within that terminology, we can build into whatever offensive identity we want without having to change anything.
Let's talk a little bit because I think that what he's talking about there is just a good system. You have to, and it's one that I think when you look at it, and I always throw Neville out there, and I know people are tired of hearing about it, but I'm going to tell you, when I was in seventh grade, they used the exact same terminology as I used in 12th grade.
Yep.
And that makes a difference. A huge difference once you've been hearing it over and over and over. Now, things got a little bit more complicated as you moved up, but the core value of the system and the 4-4, when we ran that, that's what it all meant.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things you've got coming up, which is really interesting, and I want you to talk a little bit about it and what made you think about it and just go through the whole concept of this that you're about to do on June 3rd.
The big hot buzz a couple of weeks ago around the country in high school football was this whole satellite camp issue. It's just ironic that I've been planning this for, since January, since the coaches were coming through for recruiting. I was already putting the pieces of the puzzle together to try to get some coaches to come in and have a satellite camp in Louisiana for some of these out-of-state schools.
Explain satellite camp real quick.
Maybe my satellite camp is like when you have a satellite campus for a college, it's a camp for this school, but we're not having it on our campus. So we got Arizona State, Texas Tech, Kansas, I'll name them all here in a second, but we got these big schools. So rather than a kid having to travel all the way to Arizona or all the way to, up in, the panhandle of Texas or to Kansas to go to this school's camp, we're going to bring them here, and they're going to be here in Baton Rouge, serving all of really South Louisiana and really kind of the Gulf Coast region I'm getting people signing up from.
So the one thing that I know from coaching is that, we coach kids and they all have different caliber talent. I notice you have Belhaven on there. Very good school. That's a good fit for some kids. You have Texas Tech on there. You have Arizona State, Kansas. You have
Ivy League, Dartmouth.
So what's good about this is it's open from 10th to 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives a lot of talent opportunities to be seen by a lot of different types of schools.
No doubt. When you go to these big camps, around the country, that's always what you're trying to you know, keep your kids realistic, but also chase their dreams. And,
right.
you know, you don't want them going to these big-time SEC schools if that SEC school is not going to recruit them because they're going their senior year and they haven't
right.
heard from them. It's, hey, it's time to start looking at the D1AAs, the D2s, the D3s. There's nothing wrong with going to play at those schools. If
no.
you're going to get an education and get to play football at the next level, well, then take it. So, you know, that's why we try to offer, you know, wide range. Like I said, we got Pac-12 and Big 12 schools all the way down to, you know, the D1AAs, the Ivy Leagues, the D2s, the D3s. We got every single level of NCAA football going to be represented with all these 10 schools.
So tell us a little bit about the format of your camp. They'll say, well, okay, there's going to be a lot of people there. I may not be seen, but I'll scratch that myth where if you show have the attitude and effort, you'll always be seen, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're going to be seen, and, you know, that's, like I said, this is the biggest camp in Louisiana. You know, that's including the LSU and all. Just as far as the number of schools are going to be represented. You know, LSU did us high school coaches a favor, and they got on the same page with all the other Louisiana universities and said, hey, we're going to all be at the same camp in the same place. They're having one in Shreveport, they're having one in New Orleans, and they're obviously they're one here in Baton Rouge. All the other Louisiana colleges are going to be there. So rather than my kids missing summer workouts and going to this college, and the next week going to that college, and 2 days later going to this college, trying to get seen and get exposure, they can go to one camp and get seen by all the Louisiana schools. Well, in the same aspect, they can come here. Now we have all these schools, plus more that I can't publicly advertise because mm-hmm. compliance reasons and some other things. But they can come here, and, you know, it's the ratio is in their favor. You know, we're gonna take their height, take their weight. We're going to measure their 40. But they're each going to break off into individual groups. And, you know, these Division I, you know, position coaches are going to be the ones coaching those kids. And they're going to have, you know, say your quarterback. We got three or four Division I quarterback coaches there. Well, I'm going to spend 5-10 minutes with this coach, and then we're going to rotate. I'm going to go spend 5-10 minutes with this coach. So, one, they're going to learn. They're going to take something home with them, ideally with the ratio of different coaches they're working
sure.
with. Surely they'll learn something that
right.
they can bring back to their high school team. But they're going to have, you know, small group, one-on-one, almost, you know, time in front of a coach to, you know, to learn something and get better and then to ideally showcase their ability.
Now, when is this going to take place? How much? What do kids need to know?
So next Friday night, June 3rd, it's going to be at Memorial Stadium. Registration is going to start at 6. We're going to, you know, blow the whistle to start the first drills of camp at 7. But, you know, we're kind of encourage you to get there at 6 and get in so we can get you, you know, each kid's going to get in a decompression shirt, which you go to the academy right now, you can spend $40 on that alone. So, you know, for the price you get your Adidas shirt, you're also going to get 10 Division I or, you know, 10 college football coaches working with you as well. So, again, June 3rd, 6 p.m. registration, 7 p.m. is the camp. It's $40 per kid. You can go ahead and register online. We have a website. It's www.underthelightsbr.com. Again, it's underthelightsbr.com. And, you know, we've got a lot of questions can be answered on there, but there's a big button right when you pop up. It says register now, and you can click and fill out your information to pay and get ahead of the game.
So, you know, a lot of times I think, Cade, you have kids that are out there that you know, if they're about to go into their senior year and they probably haven't been heard from, that's not to say that it's over, but it's a good hint for you to get out and start showcasing your talents by going to camps like this. Get your name, get your face, get your skills out in front of people like Texas Tech, Belhaven, Southern, Jackson State. It's an opportunity for them to be proactive. And I don't know, usually there's usually a connection that has to take place before a college kid, you know, can get in, or an invitation, I should say. I think this is kind of a different spin that gives the athlete, high school athlete, the opportunity to be proactive to get in front of the player, the coaches.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's, you know, if you say you were to go to the Texas Tech camp at Texas Tech's campus, you know, up in Lubbock, you're going to be there with 400 other kids. And unless you were a kid who they invited personally, you're going to get kind of thrown into another group, and you're not going to get talked to by a single Texas Tech coach. You're going to get coached by high school coaches, and they have their select group of 20 guys that they're recruiting, and that's the only guys they're going to talk to. Whereas here, they're coming here to find kids in South Louisiana that they might not otherwise have been able to find. That their sole purpose here is to, you know, get their brand, in a sense, down here in South Louisiana, work with kids, you know, make kids leave with a good impression of, hey, I like Arizona State. Hey, I like Texas Tech. I never thought of Kansas. That's a cool place. I like the coaches there. You know, that guy knows a lot. You know, and then ideally they can get more one-on-one FaceTime with these coaches that, you know, it's going to be nearly impossible for anyone to afford if you were to go to each one of these camps individually.
Right.
I mean, you're going to spend thousands of dollars in travel and airfare and the camp fees alone on that. So
You think there's going to be more of these coming up in the future? Is this going to be the new? Are you ahead of the curve on this, you think?
Yeah, I mean, when I was coaching in California, San Diego, we did this, you know, 5-6 years ago with Washington State with Mike Leach. He'd come down, and it was the Costa Canyon High School football camp, but Mike Leach and the Washington State brought their big old bus, and there's no doubt about it, it was a Washington State football camp. But so that's where I got the idea from. And honestly, most of these colleges didn't even know that this was something that was possible. They're like, oh, no, you know, a university has to host it. We can't do it. Yeah. And they're like, no, read the rules, I promise you. And so I had to go through all the, you know, calls and the, you know, back and forth, all the compliance officers at all these universities. And they're like, yeah, this is it. And so you're seeing some of these starting to pop up. But I don't know moving forward what's going to happen, because this whole, like, they outlawed satellite camps altogether a month ago, and then 2 weeks later they came back and opened them back up to everybody. So SEC couldn't do them. They were the only conference they couldn't, but now SEC can because everyone else can. And it's, I think this year is just kind of a mad dash, and they're going to do some sort of regulation over them. I mean, because I'll be the first to admit, as a high school coach, these are ridiculous. But I do like what LSU's doing. I do like what we're doing. Hey, I don't have to have kids missing teamwork with our football team in the summer to try to go to these camps. Because the last thing you want to tell a kid is no, you don't need to go. Because who are you to say no to tell a kid to go chase his dream? And, you know, hey, you might go to LSU and do something phenomenal, and they never talk to you, and you might stand out. Maybe you just grew a whole bunch over the last 6 months. But, you know, who am I to say no to that? But now, hey, you can go knock out 10 colleges at once, and then the next day you can go down to New Orleans with LSU and knock out all the Louisiana schools at once. Hey, you got seen by 15 to 20 colleges in 2 days. All right, hey, your summer's done. Get back here with Christian Life Football, and let's get ready to win.
One more time. It's June 3rd. Friday, June 3rd. And sign up on site or sign up in advance?
You can do either. I encourage people to go ahead and sign up, because we only have a limited amount of slots. Like, I don't want a massive amount of people there where kids don't get seen. They feel like they're lost.
Are you going to max the numbers so that, you know, the coaches do have that amount of kids they can give them that one-on-one time?
Exactly. Because that's what, again, we want them leaving feeling like, hey, I learned something today, I got better, and I feel like my money was worth, you know, coming to this camp. So we are going to max it out. So, and it's, we're already over 100 kids registered. So, you know, so I think we have 300 is what we have, because that's what we ordered for the Adidas shirt. So we're going to cap it off at that. So again, yeah, go online and register if you can. If not, you know, feel free to walk up at 6 p.m. on, you know, next Friday night at Memorial Stadium, and, you know, bring your $40 and be ready to rock.
What's the website?
UnderTheLightsBR.com.
Cool. Coach Ben Palmer, Christian Life, thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, we'll be right back to wrap up tonight's show. Kate Wazan and Todd Black here at Louisiana Prep Weekly. That's Flitz and Giggles underneath the Perkins Road overpass. Louisiana Prep Weekly, 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
This is Louisiana Prep Weekly on 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.
Welcome back to Louisiana Prep Weekly. Cade Wazan, Todd Black, and Jimmy Roy on assignment tonight in Hoover. By the way, NBA Finals, SEC Tournament, anything going on, Champions League Final.
Man, you're going to laugh at me.
You want to come to Schlitz and Giggles.
Did Golden State win last night?
It was a demolishing win
again
by Oklahoma City. Yeah, big time. Klay Thompson had a pretty good third quarter, but I think the SportsCenter said it was the first time all season, or only the second time all season, that Golden State's lost back to back games this year. Well, they lost like 9 games, so 72 points and a half, or you know,
jeez, and Pete, I didn't know it was that bad.
Tell you what, you watch a couple of games in the postseason. I've only watched a couple, and
all I got to do is watch fourth quarter.
you could really think, okay, well, the team that has the best record this regular season sets records all over the place for records and, you know, regular season wins. They've got to be at least in the finals before they lose, and now they're down 3-1 in a series where you pretty much, and look, anybody who follows it, I don't follow it that much, would have penciled them in. I think you would have been silly not to. But now, just goes to show you. The team that you would, you know, and this is for any sport, the team you would expect, the team that just looks like they can't be beat, and now they're in a spot where tomorrow night they could be eliminated. So
Oklahoma City, they didn't whine about it, did they? They just got better?
Mm-hmm. Just got better.
Hey, look, man, another thank you to Ben Palmer, Christian Life. I think that's a great thing. And, you know, here's the thing about both of these camps that we talked about, and of course, Scott Kirby's not really a camp, it's more of a league, is that, you know, I always have this thing as a dad I don't pay you to babysit my kids. I want to send them to a camp, and I want them to be able to talk to me about what they learned, because I feel like that's why I'm sending them. And I think it's so important that you understand that both these instances we had tonight are learning places, learning institutions. One's more about from high school to college, but one's also about the bare minimum, the fundamentals. You know, kids at the youngest age. Scott, real quick, Scott, what's the youngest age you take it also?
Kindergarten.
So you start taking them at kindergarten and putting them in three-point stances. And, hey, look, if you're a dad, it's great to play catch with them, but take your time and put them in a three-point stance too, because that's just as important as anything else when you get on the football field.
You know, it's just like school in a sense. I mean, you don't necessarily want to send your kids there to be babysat. You want to come home at the end of the day, what did you learn? You
right.
know, it's school in that sense, on the sports sense. What did you learn? Did you just go out there and go through the motions, or did you learn something and did you get better?
Fundamentals in sports is the adding and subtracting of math. If you cannot add and subtract the math, you can't go any further. Fundamentals are that. I think you've got to have your fundamentals in sports, and that will allow you to go forward, especially at a young age, and I can't emphasize that enough. You know, I've always said if you're a parent and you're not happy with what you see out there on the field with your child, take your child. Go out in the backyard, turn on the grill, throw the ball with him, do some other things, and he gets better. Not only you get to get a good basis of what you see as a dad, but also you get to spend a lot of quality time with your son, which means more than anything else you could possibly do.
You know, I can add and subtract, but teachers always told me you're going to need to know all this other stuff. I use my phone half the time.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. With the division. I don't do any long division. All the phone. Tip, calculator. Right there on the phone, anytime we're at a restaurant.
I just remember A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
Oh, yeah, it's the
Pythagorean's theorem. There you go.
See, boy, you learned the math today on this show. We're getting deep. That's what we do in the off season.
But it's fun. That's what you got to know.
Yeah, I know. It's absolutely true. Of course, our interviews tonight and all interviews found on demand at 1045ESPN.com and through the 1045ESPN Baton Rouge mobile app. It is a free download. Search in the store of your choosing. If you have Apple, it's the App Store. 104.5 ESPN, ESPN Baton Rouge, 104.5 FM. Those key terms, key searches will help you find our absolutely free app. For Jimmy, for Todd, Coach Ben Palmer and Scott Kirby, I'm Cade Wazan. Ryan back in the studio. This has been Louisiana Prep Weekly. Coming up next, it's the Eastern Conference Finals between Cleveland Cavaliers and the Toronto Raptors right here at 104.5, 104.9 ESPN Baton Rouge.